Welcome, and thank you again to another one of these little podcasts. Today I want to kind of continue on a thought that I began the other day, and just continue just taking the time to really understand 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. For there we read, "Of God you are in Christ Jesus, who was made unto us wisdom from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Now, if we really look at this particular verse, the one thing that we find when we're looking at it is not just that Jesus Christ is a priest who purchases for us or a prophet to secure for us eternal life, but he's also a prophet. A prophet in the sense that he reveals to us something deeper of the salvation that God has prepared for us, something deeper about God in the simple way that he is our wisdom. He's made unto us as wisdom, as the verse tells us. So it kind of goes a little bit more than just a simple salvation message. For just as at creation, light, when it was called into existence, revealed to us all the other works of God and gave them their fullness and beauty and our ability to perceive them, so also the wisdom that's mentioned in this text becomes the treasury from which the rest of the blessings of being in Christ, in the sense of what Paul's trying to teach us here, is based on. Because the light of man that's brought forth for the revealing to us is this wisdom that we find in the person of Jesus Christ when we truly abide in him. It was basically the tree of knowledge darkened our souls once the sin was accepted and revealed, but it's now the knowledge that comes to us from our saving Lord Jesus Christ that's able to bring us into something greater. And this is a something greater that he reveals to us in a relationship way and imparts to us as a fellow brethren, a fellow family member only can. And this is how we really get into the depths of the wisdom and knowledge that God has always wanted to have with his children, even from the time of Adam. You see, it is because of God that we're able to be in him and abide in him. This is the beginning point of how grace works in our life. But it's also how we cooperate with this grace that takes us deeper. It's the same way when it comes to the wisdom side of it. We need the wisdom to be able to perceive more of God so that we can rest even more fully, but we must cooperate and learn the lessons that this wisdom teaches us. And it's something that only happens when we dwell in Christ, when we abide in him and let him lead us as a true member of his body and as a true person needing his grace working in and through our lives. So as we see how grace opens up for us the greater blessings of salvation, it also brings us a little bit deeper through abiding in him into the closer union that God wants to have with us. And there's so much more that really can't be explained in words because it's an experiential kind of moment that we have when we really get that Christ is the one who wants to unite himself with us. He's our wisdom. He's our wisdom in times of good, and he's our wisdom especially in times of bad. And he draws us to this closer union. Many of us long for this kind of intimacy with God and really get to know God better, but we don't understand that this life is something that's available to us if we will only be branches on the vine. And this is kind of what Paul's trying to talk about. In fact, he earlier pointed out in the 23rd and 24th verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that his only important thing that he wanted to do was to preach Christ crucified. Because when he really preached that, this crucified Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God that basically changes everything. And this is where we got to kind of get into. I tried to explain the other day that I was trying to explain to a friend that if they truly understood how God sees them and forgets their sins, and it's not so much that he forgets as he is more concentrated on Christ on the cross than seeing us in Christ on the cross, that he's able to put our sins behind. And it's the same way we are freed of the suffering that we went through as a result of some terrible act that was done against us. But this is where we see and we preach Christ crucified, and this is what opens to us the knowledge that God wants us to have of his love, of his power, of his infinitely glorious will. And it's only something that we can only grasp by really abiding in Christ, really seeing ourselves in him on the cross in our sufferings, and see in him the hope of a future resurrection and greater blessings that come out of it. Because this is the power of the resurrection and the fellowship that we're called to by Christ, as we're told in Philippians chapter 3. We count all things for loss, but for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. Because as we really truly understand our fellowship with him, we're brought into this deeper area and blessing that God has. I think it was 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that talks about how God shines into our hearts, and it's there in our hearts that Jesus Christ really dwells if we abide in him. And this light becomes the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It's a glorious thing that surpasses even the blessing of Moses and his changed countenance, and is the blessing of the transfiguration in our day, when we really look at what that truly means. And this is kind of going deeper into the true heart of who we are as Christians. If we'll only learn to properly place ourselves and keep ourselves placed in his particular death, burial, and resurrection, and his glorification as a result of being raised from the dead. Because basically, if we understand this blessed work, we would begin to understand how Christ not only becomes our righteousness, not only becomes our sanctification or redemption, but about how it brings us deeper into the actual blessings of God and develops an even more intimate relationship than can truly be expressed to you and told to you. It's something you have to experience. It's like when you approach that girl or that boy that you've been talking with or being interested with, and being able to truly take that relationship to the next level. Because you've told them something about you, they've told something about them, and you're beyond what just friends are. You go into a deeper relationship. And this is something that's being talked about here. I know there's maybe 1,000 questions that come up into your mind, and maybe you don't know how to ask them. I remember many times when something would happen, you can hear somebody say, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God about this, or I'm going to ask God about that. I don't think that's it. It's a matter of abiding in the vine, truly getting into Christ Jesus as a branch on the vine. Because when you get there, then you understand how Christ has made wisdom, how he really, truly cares for you with a fervent love, a love that's completely rooted in everything that he is, and it draws you in to a deeper abiding in him with a knowledge that comes from understanding more of him and having a relationship, not just a religious observance. Without this abiding in Christ, no real knowledge or eternal salvation is truly a blessing. It more or less becomes a curse. Because a soul must satisfy itself in something. It either satisfies itself with the thoughts and images that it has, or it has it given to them by an actual experience of being with Christ. Kind of like you can imagine what a relationship would be like with someone that you have an infatuation with, or like whether it's a TV or movie or a singer. But until you actually sit down at a dinner table and they're right across from you at it, you never really get into that real firsthand kind of knowledge that is what a relationship is. And these are the thoughts that God wants to satisfy us with, our thoughts of how He wants to give us knowledge of Him and get us beyond just ourselves into thinking of higher things. And in giving us Christ, we find in Him all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge that we could possibly need or desire. And that's why we need to be content to pursue this abiding in Christ, cooperating in His grace, dwelling in Him, and making Him everything that we need to be in order to search and find the very knowledge and wisdom that God wants to impart to us that we ourselves probably also want to have about these certain matters. So therefore, the big encouragement once again is you need to abide in Jesus as your wisdom and to expect from Him most confidently that whatever teaching you need about what the glory of God is, those things that you would ask Him in Judgment Day if you had the chance, that you could take to Him in prayer and find from your abiding relationship with Him what all that means. Because what it means to you, it may not mean to a million other people. And that's where we need this fellowship. We need to see Him as our wisdom. Christ does abide in us for a lot more. But the first thing He abides in us in and for is for this manifestation of the wisdom of God. And this is what we're basically turning ourselves over to trust in Him. We should never think of the riches of wisdom and knowledge as something that we gain without really, truly cooperating with, because all grace needs to be cooperated with to actually take root and have effect. But once we get this key, once we understand our place of faith and abide in it, then we will begin to see that Jesus is the very wisdom of God that guides us into the right way of living and gives us the strength to overcome temptation and live a much more holy, sanctified life, redeemed from all temptation and wickedness. When we truly get our minds focused right, and we get into this whole understanding properly, and we are truly receiving Him as a branch on the vine. And in a Catholic sense, it's a matter of also going to Mass and receiving that precious body and blood that's available in the Blessed Sacrament, because it's not just the written word that we're trying to get. We want to have an experience with the living Word, with God Himself. And it's more than just you in a prayer closet. It's you taking Him and being a part of Him and seeing also, because you're in a liturgical setting, that other people who are receiving Him just the same are people that you in that moment are also united with. And this changes your ability. It changes your ability to understand your place in the world, because you see yourself as connected to others. Because once you get this connection to other people, and you see that you are one with them through Christ Jesus, that you come into a special place of abiding, not just in Christ, but abiding where your life has a deeper meaning, because it's now being seen through the divine light of God's love and redemption. All of our daily life, in every little corner of its regular ways and works, are a means by which we need to see ourselves as continually abiding in Christ, and seeing how He would have us react in all situations that are before us. And this is where we begin to see our body as a temple of the Holy Spirit and truly understand how He abides in us and us in Him. And it transforms everything about us to where we truly become the kind of people who are not just Christians on Sunday mornings when we're in church, but we're also Christians when it's Tuesday and we're doing something at our regular jobs that has nothing to do with God in any direct way, but is about how we present Him in those moments that can be the light that shines through the world so that others can glorify God for what good we do. And this is that matter of more deep intimacy but we truly learn the sympathetic, loving, and caring for us God that wants to give us true guidance. It's an abiding that allows us to be calm and freed from distractions and stress, because we can see His hand in every moment. It's something that clears out our mind and allows us to truly have a strong and abiding faith, confidence in Him. It is something that allows our prayers to become more of a greater success story, because we truly understand how to pray as we ought, fellowshipping with Him, and truly allowing ourselves to be created in Christ Jesus unto the good works which God had before ordained that we should walk in, as Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 points out. And it basically cast away all fear and doubt, so that we know where we need to stand as righteous, holy people. Because it's in Christ that we are created for the works and the purpose that we are placed on this planet for. And He will be the one that will be able to show us how and where and what makes them happen, so that they are cultivated to the greatest glory of God, and that we get the highest use that we could possibly be for the salvation of others and the magnification of His kingdom. And it's when you truly get this in you that you have access to what God wants to teach you, to where you see His providential hand at work, removing you from a situation and putting you into another, so that you can truly trust in Him and abide in Him as He calls you to. And this is the whole key of understanding Jesus as our wisdom, and how we need to seek to maintain the spirit of dependence that cooperates with this grace and learns to do what He wants and not what we ourselves would be satisfied with. It allows us to withdraw ourselves from the needless distractions of temptation and worldliness that would drown out the voice of God, so that we can hear Him more clearly in our daily lives and truly learn what our Lord and Master truly wants to teach us, so that we can be successful in this life. As we surrender ourselves to this wisdom, to the deep conviction that we are blind and have no real understanding of the things of God, because the reality is we don't, that we can truly get the teaching and guidance that comes not from without, but from above, from Him who imparts to us this wisdom in the person of Jesus Christ. Let us continue to go and talk with Him and fellowship with Him as people abiding on the vine, and truly hold fast with an unshakable confidence that even in the midst of the darkness and apparent desertion that we may feel given certain circumstances, that we abide in Him, and that the only reason we don't see Him is because He is experiencing Him through us. He's not apart from us, He's in us, just as we are in Him. And this living union will provide to us an idea and a real grasping of the truth that the wisdom of God is something that flows out of you and me, because He imparts into us and then allows that blessing to flow through us and out of us. So let us continue to abide in Christ, who has made unto us wisdom, so that we can gain more wisdom, more knowledge about Him and His salvation. Amen. And thank you very much, and hope you have a great day.